Joey Sabin is with us live via telephone. For those of you who are listening in Brooklyn or have relatives and friends who are Brooklynites, you're going to have an opportunity to put Joey Sabin in the New York State Assembly. He is running for assemblyman in the 45th Assembly District. Includes a whole bunch of places in the Brooklyn area, including a lot of Flatbush. And he's with us live via telephone. He's got a lot to say. And based on his past, which we'll explain, we could explore some of the issues of today based on his own experience. Joey Sabin, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Good morning. Good morning and Chodesh Tov. Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure. Chodesh Tov to you. I got to start with the following. I saw in your bio that you spent some time at George Washington University. I'd have to imagine that you have some things to say about what's happening on our college campuses nationwide right now in May of 2024. It might actually be a factor because we know that who we put in office and the government officials that we have representing us is a key in terms of a response to actions like those that are going on college campuses nationwide. What can you tell us about your Jewish experience at GW, and what do you think about the way things are going today?
Well, first, I was appalled when I saw what was happening, you know, in my alma mater. We've been on the phone over the course of the last couple of weeks. As we understand it, the mayor of Washington, D.C. didn't want to get involved. They didn't want to send the police. We've been pressuring, the board of trustees and the president to do something, and they took their time, and they didn't really respond, as quickly as we would have wanted them to respond. It's a shame. It's a shame. You know, there's a statue of sorts of George Washington at the center of campus. And it was covered in Palestinian flags, and to see that that kind of desecration, in a way, to see that happening in a school that when I was there, George Washington University was considered like the Jewish campus.
Right.
You know, you had Georgetown University, which is a Catholic school. You had American University, and GW had such a large Jewish community that it was considered like the quote-unquote Jewish school. When I was there, it was incredible. Jewish life was amazing. It still is, by the way. But to see Jewish students being targeted is something that isn't just appalling. It's alarming. It requires us to really reassess where we're going and how we respond to this. Look, I always say, when you look at it in retrospect, and I think this is gonna send shivers down people's spines. Consider this. Consider that every single future president of the United States in 20 or 30 years from now, and almost every single future member of the U.S. Congress in 20 or 30 years from now will go through an American college campus. And if we see, the things that are happening today on college campuses, it's alarming. It's concerning. Where do we go and what do we do next?
Yeah, poisonous campuses create poisoned alumni. That's the bottom line. Or poisoned students, if you're talking about those who are currently there. Look, it's one of the, you know what it is. I don't have to explain this to this audience. Every government official at every level is important. There's got to be a response, a proper response. The New York State Assembly, a good portion of it is friendly to our community. A good portion of it is not friendly to our community. We need people like yourself in office, frankly. Joey Sabin is with us live via telephone. By the way, there's a website you can get involved whether you're in Brooklyn or not, joeysabin.com, Joey, SABAN.com. How did this all begin? How does someone like yourself, young age, get involved in politics and decide, you know what, I want to sit in an official government seat in this state?
I always loved politics. I always wanted to be involved. It was one of the reasons I went to the George Washington University and studied there. What really did it for me was the post-October 7th world. I always believed that in order to give back to the community, politics would be a good way to give back to the community, to ensure that our institutions are well-funded and well-served. to provide institutional support. But after October 7th, when we saw this emergence of a form of anti-Semitism that has been hiding. I'm not going to say it wasn't there. I believe that it always was there, but it's been hiding and emerged in such a disgusting and unacceptable way. I realized that it's a responsibility that we have. People who love politics and believe that this is really a way to give back and a way to do better. We need to step up. We need to step up. We need to do better for our communities, and we need to ensure that the future of our communities are secure. That's really the reason I decided to jump into the race.
What does your family think of your decision?
So before I jumped into this, I had a long conversation with my wife, and Baruch Hashem, she's incredibly supportive. You know, it's not easy to be the wife of a candidate.
That's for sure.
We used to spend a lot of time together. Now, not as much as I would like to. You know, she nudges me every now and then and says, "Hey, you know, I'm still here, by the way." But she's been amazing. She's been incredible. We have two young kids. My son is 2.5 years old. My daughter is 3 months old. So it's not easy. But thank God we have Shabbos. Thank God we have the ability to spend some time with family on holidays. And I try to take advantage of that as much as possible. But my family, Baruch Hashem, has been incredibly, incredibly supportive. And I think that's one of the most important things.
And the feeling that I'm getting, based on my limited introduction to you via a third party, is that you've got a lot of enthusiasm around you among the youth. Because I'm sure you're aware of the fact that the reason you and I are speaking is because of a very aggressive, and I use that word complimentary in all seriousness, in a complimentary fashion, an aggressive and dedicated young man who is one of the young people that's really helping to move your campaign forward. And that must be a good feeling. You're a new guy, and yet you're attracting a lot of attention from people who want to see change.
You know, that's the premise of the campaign. It's, we speak to everybody, right? But the idea is, let's get the young people involved. Let's inspire and motivate people to join in and come together. One of the things that's alarming to me that I've seen over the course of the last number of years is the lack of, young involvement in politics. Whether that's actually getting involved in day-to-day politics, like whether it's running for office or getting involved in campaigns, or things as simple as just going and voting on election day.
Right.
I think that we've seen the young people just are not as civically engaged as we should be. And to see so many people get behind this campaign, we had an event, a kickoff event, a number of months ago. Packed room of about 50 or 60 young people. I thought we were going to get 20. There was standing room only, and people just kept coming in. And I think it speaks to the need. Young people want a voice. They're looking for someone to give them that voice. And it also speaks to the campaign's enthusiasm and this the inspiration, the motivation. I want, if for nothing else, I want to send a message to all the young Jewish boys and girls out there, whether they're in elementary school today or high school today or listening on in college. I want them to know that they can do it, that if they believe in giving back to the community, if they believe in doing good, if they believe in fighting for the things, the values that make us who we are, this is an avenue, and we need more people to step up. And if you believe that you can do it, jump in.
Yeah, and by the way, if you only, and trust me, I'm hoping for a lot more, but if you're only going to register 1,000 young adults in our community to vote, that in itself is a major victory. Again, we're hoping you go all the way to the championship of the 45th district in the New York State Assembly. But anything like that can be accomplished along the road, I consider major victories. Joey Sabin is with us. What date is the election, by the way? Is this a June election, a summer election, a September election? Is this the November general election? How does the campaign schedule end?
So we are fortunate not to have a primary. So Baruch Hashem, we don't have to worry about a June primary. Our election is on November 5th.
There you go. Election day in the United States, and Joey's going to be on the ballot. Joey Sabin, SABAN.com. We've been introduced to him, very impressed with him, and obviously his opinion regarding the current anti-Semitism, both here and around the world. And, of course, his position on Israel is something that's extremely enlightening for all of us. And those of you out there who want to get involved, you can check him out at the website. And if you're in the 45th Assembly District in Brooklyn, we'll call it the Cimberwitz District because Lena and Steve obviously served there for so many years. If you're in that district, you have an opportunity to vote on Election Day. And finally, Joey, we don't want to neglect this side of the world and certainly the local aspect. I mean, there's so many issues important, not only to our community, but every community that's in your district. Obviously, rampant crime and stopping the random acts of violence on our streets, anti-Semitic or not, is such a key, again, for all communities, not just Jews. I would assume this is going to be a central part of your campaign as well.
Absolutely. It's a focal point. It really is the most important issue. Look, everybody is worried about crime. I remember after October 7th, my wife told me that she was concerned about taking our son to a park down the block from our house. So, and we hear this over and over again. We see the stories. And now what's happening on college campuses exacerbates that even more. I think that it's on not only on everyone's mind, but it's the number one thing that people are thinking about in our communities today.
Yeah.
By the way, whether that's in the Jewish community, the Asian American community,
right.
this is something that a lot of communities are facing. And I think that it goes back to a failure of leadership in Albany. I think that over the course of the last number of years, moderate Democrats or moderate elected officials have lost their the battle, so to speak, to the left of the left of the left. And that's what we're seeing on our street. That's what we're seeing in our city council. I mean, talk about the How Many Stops Act that is handcuffing our police and preventing them from doing their job. So I'm a believer in let the police do their work. Their job is to protect our communities, to protect our families. We need to encourage them. We need to empower them, provide them with the tools and resources to do their jobs. And we need to go to Albany. We need to sit down at the legislature, have a seat at the table and say enough is enough.
Yeah.
There's no reason why, you know, a crime like, you know, painting a swastika, drawing a swastika on a visibly Jewish building should be considered a misdemeanor. Somebody is 16, 17 years old and they commit a hate crime or an act of anti-Semitism, they should be tried as an adult. They should know better.
Yeah.
And I think that it's up to the legislature to realize that we cannot continue to allow Jewish communities to live in fear. We cannot continue to allow innocent, law-abiding citizens to feel less safe on our streets than criminals.
100%.
It comes down to making sure that we fight every single day to undo that and to make our streets safer. And I will be the guy that will be there fighting for that on a daily basis, on a regular basis. It's at the top of my list. It's a primary issue of this campaign.
Well said. Go to joeysaban.com. Joeysaban, S-A-B-A-N.com. Again, if you're in the 45th District Assembly in Brooklyn, you have an opportunity to vote for him. But even if you're not in that district, he needs your support, needs you as part of the team. You can sign up for his email list, joeysaban.com, joeysaban, S-A-B-A-N.com. You have a tough 5 months ahead. We wish you the best of luck, Joey. And when you do win this thing, we look forward to visiting you up in Albany. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Chodesh
Tov, and thanks for joining us. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com and the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.